Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so excited to be back with you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 41, God Goes With Me Wherever I Go. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and let's take a good deep breath now. God goes with me wherever I go. Today's idea will eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment which all the separated ones experience. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, and intense fear of loss. The separated ones have invented many quote-unquote cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But the one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. Yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real.
The idea for today has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the whole world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss because it will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them.
You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness because its source goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. You can never be alone because the source of all life goes with you wherever you go. Nothing can destroy your peace of mind because God goes with you wherever you go.
We understand that you do not believe all this. How could you, when the truth is hidden deep within under a heavy cloud of insane thoughts, dense and obscuring, yet representing all you see? Today, we will make our first real attempt to get past this dark and heavy cloud and to go through it to the light beyond.
There will be only one long practice period today. In the morning, as soon as you get up, if possible, sit quietly for some 3 to 5 minutes with your eyes closed. At the beginning of the practice period, repeat today's idea very slowly. Then make no effort to think of anything. Try instead to get a sense of turning inward past all the idle thoughts of the world. Try to enter very deeply into your own mind, keeping it clear of any thoughts that might divert your attention.
From time to time, you may repeat today's idea if you find it helpful. But most of all, try to sink down and inward, away from the world and all the foolish thoughts of the world. You are trying to reach past all these things. You are trying to leave appearances and approach reality.
It's quite possible to reach God. In fact, it's very easy because it is the most natural thing in the world. You might even say it's the only natural thing in the world. The way will open if you believe that it's possible. This exercise can bring very startling results, even the first time it's attempted. And sooner or later, it is always successful. We will go into more detail in connection with this kind of practice as we go along, but it will never fail completely, and instant success is possible.
Throughout the day, use today's idea often, repeating it very slowly and preferably with eyes closed. Think of what you are saying, what the words mean. Concentrate on the holiness which they imply about you, on the unfailing companionship which is yours, on the complete protection that surrounds you.
You can indeed afford to laugh at fear thoughts, remembering that God goes with you wherever you go. God goes with me wherever I go, and so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. I love this lesson because he really very matter-of-factly points out how we, through the ego construct, attempt to deal with the effects of the world. We are our judicial system, our medical system, our governance systems, they're always focusing on the effects and rarely, if ever, looking at the cause. This lesson is about returning to cause. In an upside-down world, cause and effect are reversed. But when we see it for what it is, we reverse it, and we begin to see that cause isn't the effect. Cause is represented by the effect. And we look beyond the effect, and we start looking to cause, and we begin to see just how powerful we are. And in taking back that power, we begin to change the effect. Period, period, period. He talks about depression and anxiety and helplessness and misery and suffering. And those things sound terrible. And who among us hasn't felt some sense of some of those things in recent months, if not weeks and days? The point is, those are all constructs that are focused on effect. And I also love the fact that he's sharing with us that the remedy to the illness and insanity actually is contained within us. It's at the very center of our being. And then that the meditation, this practice today, is really a wonderful guided meditation and teaching us to move beyond, he says, thoughts of the world. Those are would be the thoughts of the thinking egoic persona, the egoic self. Moving beyond those thoughts and connecting them deep within you to everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the whole world. What is that? It's you. It's nothing more than your right mind that's available and ready to radiate out into the whole world. And what do you think the effect that we'll experience from that will be? Joy and bliss and peace, which are all synonymous and other ways of saying love. When we be love, we see love. When we be fearful, we see things to be fearful about. And so he's showing us that the mind, the thinking mind, can be transcended and moved beyond, and that we can indeed connect with the true self, the higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind. And its radiant beauty is lying in wait, if you will, within your heart, and it will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss. Because it heals the mind that thought these things were real.
So the question really becomes, do you believe that this is possible for you? The way will open if you believe that it is possible. The way will open beyond any sense of separation and all that comes with it, all of the loneliness, the mark and the experience and the attributes of the separated ones, is that depression and the anxiety and the worry and a deep sense of helplessness and misery and suffering and intense fear of loss. This is the condition of the quote-unquote separated ones. And there is a way past all of this, and it is the most natural thing that we can do. And this lesson is a key. if we just believe that it is possible. And so I believe with my whole being that it is possible. And I can say it because I have experienced it. I have experienced a way beyond a sense of loneliness, beyond worry, beyond depression, beyond anxiety, beyond an intense sense of loss. I have experienced that. By practicing these lessons, God goes with me wherever I go. You betcha, I believe that now. And the way is open when we just believe that it's possible. So if it feels impossible to you right now, I'm saying lean into my experience, lean into the experience of those who have had a lifting of beyond the appearances, because I had searched my whole life believing that the problems were real, only to find out that they're not. And by focusing on them, I perpetuated them. It is time to turn away from appearances. As has been said, attributed to Jesus, look beyond appearances. And that's what we do today. We leave it all behind. It isn't valuable. It isn't necessary. We practice believing that as we utter the words, God goes with me wherever I go, and that we embrace and embody the words. We concentrate on the holiness and what that holiness implies about us, on the unfailing companionship, which is ours right now, on the complete protection that surrounds us now. This is what this means, that we are so unalone, that we are companion, that our holiness is our salvation, and that this is the passageway that is so natural. And so I relax into it today. God goes with me wherever I go. It is not only possible to reach God, it already is done, but for my believing it to be so. I suspend my disbelief today, and I believe not only is it possible, but it is assured. God goes with me wherever I go.
And so it is.
So it is.
Take this lesson into your heart and practice listening there, and enjoy the peace you'll find. God bless you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. God goes with me wherever I go. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my